Unit 7. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are five recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear,
"Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?"
You will read, A, "I'm not sure." B, "You're right." C, "Yes, certainly." D, "That's interesting." From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, "Yes, certainly," is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. How was your French exam? How was your French exam?
2. May I withdraw $100? May I withdraw $100?
3. May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
4. Excuse me, would you mind my turning off the radio? Excuse me, would you mind my turning off the radio?
5. Is there anything of interest in the newspaper? Is there anything of interest in the newspaper?
6. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. How did your interview go?
I couldn't feel better about it.
Question. How did the woman feel about the interview? How did your interview go?
I couldn't feel better about it.
Question. How did the woman feel about the interview? 7. Why were you late for class this morning, Betty?
Oh, I'm sorry. I overslept and missed the bus.
Question. Why was Betty late for class? Why were you late for class this morning, Betty?
Oh, I'm sorry. I overslept and missed the bus.
Question. Why was Betty late for class? Eight. Do you mind if I smoke here?
Sorry, not here. Go to the end of the corridor, please.
Question. What does the woman mean? Do you mind if I smoke here?
Sorry, not here. Go to the end of the corridor, please.
Question. What does the woman mean? Nine. I haven't been able to sleep well recently, and I have a headache.
Let me have a look. Well, it's nothing serious.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? I haven't been able to sleep well recently, and I have a headache.
Let me have a look. Well, it's nothing serious.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Ten. Have you ever been to Nanjing?
No, I haven't. Actually, I wanted to go there last summer, but I couldn't. I was ill.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Have you ever been to Nanjing?
No, I haven't. Actually, I wanted to go there last summer, but I couldn't. I was ill.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
In order to encourage the students to improve their ability to speak English, a university-wide English speaking contest will be held on Tuesday next week with the support of the Students' Union. Those who are willing to take part in it may sign up with their monitors before Friday. 7 professors in the English department will be invited to work as judges. The first 10 winners will be given awards as an encouragement. All are welcome to be present at the contest. Second reading.
In order to encourage the students to improve their ability to speak English, a university-wide English speaking contest will be held on Tuesday next week with the support of the Students' Union. Those who are willing to take part in it may sign up with their monitors before Friday. Seven professors in the English department will be invited to work as judges. The first 10 winners will be given awards as an encouragement. All are welcome to be present at the contest.
Final reading. In order to encourage the students to improve their ability to speak English, a university-wide English speaking contest will be held on Tuesday next week with the support of the Students' Union. Those who are willing to take part in it may sign up with their monitors before Friday. 7 professors in the English department will be invited to work as judges. The first 10 winners will be given awards as an encouragement. All are welcome to be present at the contest. Unit 8. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read, A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Look, the bookstore is over there.
Sorry, but I can't stop there. There's no place to park.
Question, what is the man doing?
Two. What do you think? Should I accept the company's offer to work there?
Are you serious? Everyone dreams of working there, and you're still hesitating?
Question. What does the woman imply?
Three. Do you feel any better than yesterday?
On the contrary, after coughing for 2 days, I have a high fever this morning.
Question, how is the man now?
4. Hello, I'd like to reserve a single room with a bath.
Just go to the front desk and they'll help you.
Question, where did this conversation take place?
5. How did you like the movie last night?
Considering its interesting name, we were expecting a much better film.
Question, what is the man's opinion of the film?
6. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Jack Plumbing Company, can I help you?
Yes, there's something wrong with my kitchen sink. Can you send a plumber to fix it as soon as possible?
Of course. Where do you live?
156 Jefferson Street in Centerville.
I can send a plumber tomorrow morning. Is that okay?
Not really. I'm afraid I won't be home tomorrow morning. I'll be taking my son to the dentist.
How about tomorrow afternoon, between 1 and 4?
That's fine. Somebody will be home then.
What's the name, please?
Susan Bradley.
And the phone number?
6545789.
Okay. We'll have someone there tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
Questions. 6. Why does the woman make a phone call to the Jack Plumbing Company?
Seven. When will the plumber come to fix the kitchen sink?
Jack Plumbing Company, can I help you?
Yes, there's something wrong with my kitchen sink. Can you send a plumber to fix it as soon as possible?
Of course. Where do you live?
156 Jefferson Street in Centerville.
I can send a plumber tomorrow morning. Is that okay?
Not really. I'm afraid I won't be home tomorrow morning. I'll be taking my son to the dentist.
How about tomorrow afternoon, between 1 and 4?
That's fine. Somebody will be home then.
What's the name, please?
Susan Bradley.
And the phone number?
6545789.
Okay, we'll have someone there tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
Questions. 6. Why does the woman make a phone call to the Jack Plumbing Company?
7. When will the plumber come to fix the kitchen sink? Conversation 2.
Do you want to go to the football match this afternoon? I've got a spare ticket.
Of course I'd come. Where will the match be held?
At Anthony Football Stadium.
Is it far from here?
No, we usually go there by subway. It's only a few stops from here.
Okay, who's playing?
Liverpool against Manchester United.
Great, I'm a Manchester supporter.
Really? Then we have the same favourite. Well, let me call Jack, who is also a Manchester supporter. He has a car and maybe he can give us a lift to the stadium.
That's good. What time shall we start out, then?
The kick-off is at 3. There'll be a lot of traffic. Let's say 2 o'clock.
Perfect. I'll meet you at the entrance to the parking area. Thank you, and see you later.
Questions. 8. How does the man usually go to the stadium?
Nine. Why does the man invite the woman?
Ten. Where will the two speakers meet? Do you want to go to the football match this afternoon? I've got a spare ticket.
Of course I'd come. Where will the match be held?
At Anthony Football Stadium.
Is it far from here?
No, We usually go there by subway. It's only a few stops from here.
Okay. Who's playing?
Liverpool against Manchester United.
Great. I'm Manchester supporter.
Really? Then we have the same favourite. Well, let me call Jack, who is also a Manchester supporter. He has a car and maybe he can give us a lift to the stadium.
That's good. What time shall we start out then?
The kickoff is at 3. There'll be a lot of traffic. Let's say 2 o'clock.
Perfect. I'll meet you at the entrance to the parking area. Thank you and see you later.
Questions. 8. How does the man usually go to the stadium?
Nine. Why does the man invite the woman?
Ten. Where will the two speakers meet? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answer on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Theatre is a highly developed art form, especially in England, where London is the centre. Theatre nowadays is very expensive and very popular. So for many people, going to the theatre is a special occasion. If you want to be certain of seeing a play in London, you have to book your seat in advance. You can buy your tickets either at a theatre ticket agency or at the box office in the theatre itself. It is very rare that you will be lucky enough to get a ticket 5 minutes before the play begins. If you go with a large party, it is not always possible for all of you to sit in the same part of the theatre. Some will have to sit in the stalls, others in the dress circle, and some in the upper circle. Seats in a box or the front stalls are most expensive.
Questions. 11. Where is the theatre centre in England?
What do you have to do if you want to see a play in London?
Thirteen. If you see a play in London, what will be very lucky for you?
Fourteen. If you go with a large party, what will be very lucky for you?
Fifteen. Which seats are the most expensive?
theatre is a highly developed art form, especially in England, where London is the centre. Theatre nowadays is very expensive and very popular. So for many people, going to the theatre is a special occasion. If you want to be certain of seeing a play in London, you have to book your seat in advance. You can buy your tickets either at a theatre ticket agency or at the box office in the theatre itself. It is very rare that you will be lucky enough to get a ticket 5 minutes before the play begins. If you go with a large party, it is not always possible for all of you to sit in the same part of the theatre. Some will have to sit in the stalls, others in the dress circle, and some in the upper circle. Seats in a box or the front stalls are most expensive.
Questions 11. Where is the theatre centre in England?
What do you have to do if you want to see a play in London?
If you see a play in London, what will be very lucky for you?
If you go with a large party, what will be very lucky for you?
15. Which seats are the most expensive?